against the pass. They seem to be darn good against the run. Seems to make the game plan rather obvious.
Well, they play very aggressive. You know, all 11 guys, you know, if they follow their head coach's leadership, but they fly to the football and they play extremely hard. So there's give and take to every football team, and we'll do whatever we can to win.
Coach, us armchair play callers see that they're number one against the run and number 32 against the pass.
I wish I had thought of that.
I would say that maybe put it up. You'll be putting it up this week.
Well, we're going to try to have a balance. You know, we're going in every game. You like to have balance and just do whatever we can to move the change and put points on the board. So we'll see how the flow of the game's going and see what we can do. And, you know, I've got all the confidence in our guys up front to run the football, and I know we can throw it. So we're going to do whatever we can and go out and get a win.
Coach, what did you think of Noshon's performance Sunday in Kansas City?
He did a great job. You know, he deserves a lot of credit, you know, for all the hard work he's put in, you know, throughout all offseason coming back from his surgery and everything, and then just, you know, staying patient. We got to a point in time, and we made the change early in the season for one reason or another, and, you know, we told him, hey, his opportunity is going to come around before you know it, and it did. And that's the key in this business, is make the most of every opportunity you get.
And how does Jacob Hester factor into your running game?
Well, I think he, you know, gets it some depth. You know, he's played for a number of years in the league, and he's got some good experience. So, you know, his time will come down the road.
You've been with Noshon a while. How's he a different runner now than he was maybe in 2009, 2010?
Well, I think he's, you know, every back has got their style. And I think the more you play in this game, the more you play with your offensive line, you make adjustments. And I think, you know, that's something you saw Noshon do the other day. He did a nice job with his cuts and, you know, read the lines, blocks up front, and they did a nice job making some holes for him.
Did it look like he's learned stuff from Willis?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, when you have someone like Willis McGahee, you know, he does a great job of working with the younger players, and he's a great guy to follow and, you know, kind of see what he can do.
How much better would you say right now Demarius and Eric are compared to where they were a year ago? And I'm talking about having had the chance to work with Peyton now for this long.
It's a dream come true for those two guys, I think. You know, this is an opportunity that doesn't come around very often, and they're taking full advantage of it. They work extremely hard, but that's where they've been from day one. And the first day they've got here, you know, they're one of the first guys on the field, one of the last guys to leave every day, and they understand, you know, when we signed Peyton, what opportunity presented itself to them, and, you know, they're living a pretty good life right now.
What were the biggest keys for Demarius in particular? Because he started this run that he's been on when Tebow was still here and you guys were running a lot more often than passing.
Get him the ball. He's got more opportunities to touch the ball this year. You know, we're throwing the ball, obviously, a lot more than we did last year, and, you know, the more confidence and, you know, as a system we've been developing, through the offseason, he gets more and more confidence every day playing with Peyton, and it's just time together.
How much would you like to get Ronnie a little more involved?
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, those of us are maybe a little surprised that Ronnie only had 3 carries. Last week, you're hoping to get him more involved, make this more of a committee?
Well, we're going to play and do what we think is best for the football team. Doesn't matter what the back is. If someone's got a hot hand, they're staying in. And, you know, every player on this football team has a role. And as coaches, we make certain decisions from week to week on, you know, what style of runs we're going to play with and, you know, who we play and how the flow of the game's going. And we'll make those adjustments accordingly.
Why hasn't Bubba Caldwell seen more action? What's missing, or why isn't his speed been part of your offense this year?
Well, I think, you know, Bubba's worked extremely hard. And as coaches, we got to make some tough decisions sometimes. And, you know, we all know, you know, with Eric and Demarius outside and Stokely inside, those are the guys we've played with the most. And there's only so many roster spots that, you know, as a staff you have on game days. And, you know, we take the guys going to the game that contribute and do certain things that we think is best for the football team. And unfortunately, some guys get left out in the mix. And, you know, Bubba's worked hard and his time will come. And if he gets the opportunity, he'll make the most of it.
Mike, you've seen him over the years, but they any different with Rondé at safety?
You know, unfortunately, I played against him for 9 years. You know, when we were in Carolina, he's an outstanding football player. He plays the game the way you want it, and he's got a knack for the football. It doesn't matter where he's playing, whether he's playing corner, whether he's playing nickel, whether he's playing back there for safety. You know, he's a good football player, and you love to watch him play, and you got to be careful playing against him because, you know, he's going to do some things that other players can't do. He's been around a lot, and he's a great football player.
Mike, can you speak to the flexibility that Joel and Jake provide you at tight end as you're doing the chess match to create the mismatches?
Well, I think, you know, as the flow of the game's going along, we try to do certain things, or, you know, what personnel is the defense playing, whether they're both in the game at the same time or if it's one or the other, and just really give them opportunities, as many as we can, to make some plays for us. And they do a nice job in the run game for us blocking and just mixing them up and getting them as many touches as we can.
Mike, obviously it's one game at a time sort of thing, but it's imminent the Broncos are going to be in the playoffs. At what point do you start preparing for the teams you could face in the postseason?
We've got one thing in mind, and that's this Sunday, and that's all you can do. The parity in this league is too good. If you start looking too far ahead, you're going to have some bad results on Sunday. So we got, you know, one game, one week at a time, and that's all we're going to do.